Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another audio journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. We will continue with guardian angels, protector, familiar, and sympathetic spirits, addressing question 495.
Enjoy.
Question 495. Do protector spirits sometimes abandon their ward when the latter is heedless of their warnings?
They withdraw when they see that their counsels are useless, and that the ward's will is set on submitting to the influence of little evolved spirits. They do not abandon them entirely, however, and always try to make themselves heard. Their wards are the ones who shut their ears. Their protectors return as soon as they are called. If there is a doctrine that should convert the most incredulous, by its charm and sweetness, it is that of guardian angels. Isn't it a very consoling idea to know that you always have at your side beings who are more evolved than you, who are always there to console, sustain, and aid you in scaling the rugged mountain of the good, who are more reliable and devoted friends than the most intimate connections that may be contracted on earth? These beings are there at God's orders. It is God who has placed them at your side. They are there out of love for God, and they fulfill a beautiful but laborious mission alongside you. Wherever you may be, your angel will be there with you, in prison, in the hospital, in dens of iniquity, in solitude. Nothing separates you from that friend whom you cannot see, but from whom your soul nonetheless receives the gentlest impulses and hears the wisest counsels. Why can't you understand this truth more fully? How many times it would help you in moments of crisis? How many times it would save you from evil spirits? But on the great day of accounting, this angel of the good might have to say to you, "Didn't I offer you advice? Yet you did not follow it. Didn't I show you the abyss? Yet you fell into it. Didn't I make the voice of truth resound in your conscience? Yet you followed the counsels of a lie instead." Question your guardian angels. Establish between yourselves and them that intimate tenderness that reigns between best friends. Do not think of hiding anything from them, for they are the eyes of God, and you cannot deceive them. Consider the future. Seek to progress in this life, and your trials will be shorter and your lives happier. Come, take heart. Once and for all, avoid prejudices and ulterior motives. Enter upon a new pathway now opening before you. Forward, forward. You have guides. Follow them. Your goal cannot fail you, for the goal is God. To those who think it impossible that truly high-order spirits could devote themselves to such a laborious task, and at all instants, we will say we can indeed influence your souls, even though millions of miles may separate us. Space does not exist to us, and even while living on another world, our spirits retain a connection with you. We enjoy faculties that you cannot comprehend. However, you can be certain that God has not imposed a task on us that is above our strength, or that God has abandoned you alone on the earth without friends or support. All guardian angels have their wards, whom they watch over as parents watch over their children. They feel happy when they see them on the path of the good, but mourn when their counsels are despised. Do not fear tiring us with your questions. Rather, remain in contact with us always. You will thus be stronger and happier. These communications between each individual and his or her familiar spirit are what make all individuals mediums. Mediums ignored today, but who will show themselves later, spreading out like an ocean without shores to sweep away disbelief and ignorance. People of learning, teach. People of talent, educate your brothers and sisters. Without knowing it, the work you accomplish is Christ's work, which God has imposed on you. Why has God granted you intelligence and knowledge, if not to share them with your brothers and sisters to enable them to progress on the path of joy and eternal blessedness?
St. Louis, St. Augustine. Author's remarks for question 495. The doctrine of guardian angels watching over their wards in spite of the distance separating the worlds has nothing surprising about it. On the contrary, it is grand and sublime. On the earth, do we not often see a father, albeit far away, watch over his child and aid him or her with his wise counsels through correspondence? Why should we wonder that there are spirits who, from one world to the other, are able to guide those whom they have taken under their protection, since to them the distance separating the two worlds is less than that separating the continents on the earth? Do they not have the universal fluid that connects all worlds, uniting them in solidarity with one another? An immense vehicle for the transmission of thought, as the air is for us the vehicle for the transmission of sound.